Now, what is the power of attorney to use a name? It means, I heard a man put it like this. You go into the bank. Let's say I go into the bank. And I have your name. And I say, I represent Miss So-and-so, and I'm here to withdraw $1,000 out of her account. May I see your power of attorney? Well, I don't have one. The little button underneath the...
Oh, yeah. Thing.
Take this fool, put him in jail. No. I represent Miss So-and-so, and I have a letter of power of attorney here. Yes, sir, Mr. Copeland. I completely represent her. So, in that way, I have become... Now, my first time in the invalid room. Outline what the Reverend says. This is the way Colin Steele put it. Outline what the Reverend says. He will have about 5 to 7 minutes. He will give an invitation out there. He will come in and pray for his partners because he has them on microfiche. And some people say, what kind of fish? This is back in the day. Newspapers used microfiche to shrink and keep every volume very small on negative film. He had all of his partners on microfiche, and he would go in a little table set up in there to pray for his partner. Well, here was this woman. He caught me by my coat and he said, you're going to do the praying. You're going to do the laying on of hands and you're going to do the praying. Well, he said, don't worry about it. If you make a mistake, I'll fix it. I said, okay. And she was about as far as right here to you. On an old army cot. Couldn't tell how old she was. Little tummy all pushed out like that. And her nurse had to hold her up. She was so weak. I walked over there. Power of attorney to use the name. Amen. I walked over there. And I said, in the name of Jesus. And I touched her head. That was my point of contact. Right here. You foul, unclean spirit, in the name of Jesus, whose I am and whom I serve, take your hands off God's property now. She spit that malignant tumor out on the dirt, and it was still alive and moving. I looked at it and I said, that thing looks like a jellyfish. Look at it, it's still alive. She jumped up and started running around that tent, and she ran, and her nurse right behind her thinking she's gonna die any minute. She outran the nurse.
That is the power of attorney to use his name. Glory to God forevermore. Amen. It belongs to us. For there is no other name under heaven by which men can be born again. It is the name beyond all names. Thank you, Jesus. Philippians 2. He has highly exalted him and has given him his name. King James says a name. It's no. His name, which is greater, and every knee will bow. Names in heaven, names in earth, names under the earth, that Jesus Christ of Nazareth is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
Amen.
And now we have settled the scripture that says, let this, it's also in the book of Philippians, let this mind be in you. Let this mind be in you who thought it not robbery to be called equal with God, which was in Christ Jesus. Let it. Hallelujah. You have, well, let's turn. Hold your place there in the book of Matthew. Praise God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, glory. Philippians chapter 2. If there be, therefore, any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, in bowels or inner compassion and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that you be like-minded, having the same love, being in one accord of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, and each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Yes. Glory to God. Yes. Now, we're talking about the command authority of a follower of Jesus Christ. So now turn with me to Matthew chapter 7. Oh my. Whew. Judge not that you be not judged. This class is huge. It is so easy to fall into judgment. I've had it. When people come up to me, now you know how I love Pastor. Well, here it comes. Uh-oh. But James Robinson was in a room with a lot of preachers, and one of them came up and said, "James, this Kenneth Copeland, He said, gentlemen, wait, would you hold it just a moment? This brother has Kenneth Copeland on his mind and on his heart. Brother, would you go ahead and pray for Brother Copeland? And he said, but he did. He did. He prayed for me. And I receive it. Glory to God. Amen. He didn't want to. But James led him to a place of honor.
Amen.
And kept him from judging me.
Yeah.
It's so easy to fall over in that. Well, I'll tell you right now, if I'd have been him, I wouldn't have done that. Can you realize how stupid that is? If you'd have been him, that's what you would have done. But the moment you said that, according to Jesus, you set the bar. We set the bar. And we will then receive the opportunity on that high level to fail ourselves. It's coming. It's coming. That's the reason why, judge not that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged. And with what measure you measure, it shall be measured to you again. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, I want to go to the 28th verse. And it came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished. Don't you love it? Astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Of course he had authority. Now you find out what's going on here by going back to Genesis 1:1. It says, in the beginning God. No, that's not what it says. It says, in the beginning, El, God. In the beginning, Elohim.
Elohim.
Plural.
Yes. Yes, sir.
They were all three there.
Yes, sir.
The and you do understand. In the beginning, Elohim created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void and darkness upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of Elohim moved on the face of the waters. And Elohim said, let there be light, and there was light. And Elohim saw the light that it was good. And Elohim divided the light from the darkness. And Elohim called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening with the first day. There they were, all three. The Spirit. Was moving on the face of the deep. He is moving. He still is. He's the God that raised Jesus from the dead. Hallelujah. And if the Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he will quicken or make alive your mortal body. Hallelujah. Well, I'm on a roll. I might as well. The book of Romans. The entire gospel is in the book of Romans. Yes. If you only had two books, the book of Romans and the book of Hebrews, whew. Glory to God. But we have the whole book. Aren't we a blessed people? Of all people, aren't we blessed? The different translations and the different kinds. And I wore mine completely, totally out. That's the reason this is a new one. But the other one, they wanted to put it in the archives. Aww. Praise God. Well, the command authority of a follower of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Over the many years. But you have to realize, in the beginning, Elohim created the heaven and the earth. In between, and the earth was without, in between there, there is eons of time. The fossil record does not lie. And as the Lord leads, maybe we get into that. But he was here.
Yes.
Jesus said, I saw him fall like lightning. Right. Yes. He said, big deal. But rejoice, not over that, but over the fact your names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I've had this. No, the Spirit of God said it's not time for that. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
God created and delegated authority to man. The authority was in his name. The relationship of Satan, the rulership of Satan. Luke 4. Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days, that's 6 weeks, being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he afterward hungered. Now that doesn't mean he didn't drink water. You can't live without water. But he was in the wilderness, out there alone, 40 days, and then he hungered. Starvation had set in. And the devil said unto him, if you be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. Oh, dear Lord. He could have done it. Jesus answered him, saying, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. And the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in the moment of time. You have to realize they're in the spirit. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give you, and the glory of them. For that is delivered unto me and to whomsoever I will give it. Adam delivered it to him. He committed high treason. He had the authority. He could do it. But he also had the authority to have said, get out of my garden. Amen. But he didn't. He blamed it on his wife. She blamed it on God. Nobody took the authority for it. So, the first sacrifice, an animal was killed, and he made clothes for the two. And instead of being Ish and Ishah, they became Adam and Eve. And Cain murdered his brother. But there was no law against it. So the beginning of the law and the prophets, as the prophets by the Spirit would prophesy so that things could come into the earth. And Jesus found himself in the book of Isaiah. Amen.
Amen.
And Isaiah prophesying is the one that opens the door and our eyes to Lucifer. He was perfect in the day that he was created, and iniquity was found in him. Found in him. So there is no deliverance for him. None. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you therefore will worship me, all shall be thine. And Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall you serve. And he brought him to Jerusalem and set him on a high pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, if you be the Son of God, cast yourself down from here, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee. And in their hands they shall bear you up, lest at any time you dash your foot against a stone. He tried to quote the 91st Psalm to him. Jesus answering said unto him, it is said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed to him for a season. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. He taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And we find, we won't turn there, we find in the book of Matthew, he went about teaching, preaching, and healing. He went about teaching, preaching, and healing. I said he went about teaching, preaching, and healing. In Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and yesterday, today, and forever. I'm only 88 years old, and sometimes I feel like I've lived forever. Sometimes I feel like I haven't lived any time at all. But the more I learn, I'm like Brother Hagin, the more I learn, the more I realize how much I don't know and how hungry I am to know this book. Glory to God. And come to that place. No one can defeat thoughts with thoughts. Let the word fight its own fight. Matthew 6, 25. Why take your thoughts saying, think his words and say them by faith until his words become my thoughts. That then is the renewing of the mind. Glory to God. That's the way you renew your mind. Is by thinking the thoughts of this book. Hallelujah. First thoughts of the morning, last thoughts at night, first thoughts in the morning. It is extremely important, and we're out of time. We're extremely out of time. But we'll be back in just a moment.
How are you bringing your request to God in prayer? When you became a believer, you were adopted into the family of God. As His child and co-heir with Christ, you have rights and privileges you didn't have before. Get the Take Your Place package, a CD set by Kenneth Copeland called Dare to Take Your Place, and his mini book, The Image of God in You, and learn how to live in the fullness of your identity as a believer. By divine covenant, you've been given everything Jesus has. His name, His spirit, His blood, His mind, and so much more. He says you are the righteousness of God in Christ, and that righteousness produces a life of peace and rest. When you take your proper position, you're able to take authority over the storms of life and not be shaken. Learn to pray in faith from your seat of victory. Abide in the scriptures, take your place, and be transformed. An image of God resides in every born-again believer. Be sure to request your free copy of Take Your Place package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. This package includes Dare to Take Your Place CD series by Kenneth Copeland and The Image of God in You, available as a digital download. Go to kcm.org.uk/TV special or call 01-225-787-310. Postage charges may apply. Contact your regional office today.
I'm so glad you could be with us today. And remember this, all of the answers are right here in this book. Amen. They're all in here. They pertain to life and godliness. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland and all the class here at Kenneth Copeland Bible College reminding you that God loves you and we love you and Jesus is Lord. Yes, He is. I said, yes, He is.
Let the Word of God build your faith. Kenneth Copeland calls kcm.org.uk your study center. You can watch, read, and share faith-based content and teaching resources available to you free.